Yes, it's my birthday. I didn't know if I was going to do a birthday show tonight or not, but I decided to do one because it hasn't been a stellar one, I have to say, but I'm very happy that I'm alive to see another birthday, no matter, you know, the drama that I've been going through with work and family stuff. And I made it another year, another 365 days in my cycle. I made it. And it's sometimes you don't think you can make it another 365 days, but I did. And I'm relatively healthy. I have to say, I really can't complain because what good did that do me? So this is kind of a special episode tonight. It's my birthday, call me Deonce episode. And yes, I will explain that later, but you can call me Deonce for the remainder of this podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. This is a 5x5 late night show. And we're just going to sit here and chat about some stuff tonight. And hopefully I won't bore you guys too much. So we're going to talk about, you know, birthday, my birthday, August 25th, Virgos and the VMAs and the Emmys and what else I can squeeze into the last, 51 minutes in my time of my birthday. Hope you guys are doing well. So when we come back after our little brief break, we will be able to start the show. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show Birthday Edition. We'll be right back.
Sitting here thinking of you with a candle lit, fantasizing. I feel your lips, your tender kisses, just ooh, ooh, ooh. What am I gonna do? Troubles all the way, yeah.
Welcome back to the 5x5. Welcome back to the 5x5. I was talking to none other than Timmy Sims on the phone. he sent me a lot of funny birthday things on Facebook today, and I thought that was absolutely hilarious. And a friend of mine, this explains the Deontay thing. A friend of mine sent me a picture of my face superimposed or photoshopped on the front of Beyonce's face. And then it says happy birthday D'Yonce. So D'Yonce. And I thought that was the best one today. I mean I laughed for I know. Then I had a really cool Wonder Woman one because everybody knows I like Wonder Woman. It was fun. I got a lot. And you know, do you ever, you know, when it's your birthday, do you ever check Facebook to see how many of your friends really sent you Facebook post or like Facebook happy birthdays? I do that. is that shallow? Is that narcissistic or something like that? Because I want to know how many of you said happy birthday to me. Because, you know, because Facebook will give you, if you have your birthday where it shows up in people's time feed, a news feed, you can just go in and click happy birthday real easy. But another thing that I do, if you took the time to actually not just type happy birthday. Now, I have a problem. Sometimes I will just put HBD. I know that's wrong, right? But sometimes it's like a HBD. If it's not like a more of an acquaintance than a friend or somebody that you know, somebody you work with you really don't like, but they're on your Facebook page and one of those lists that they can't see your stuff. I have those too. But so I'll type HBD. But then sometimes there's people that I like, I don't get to see or talk to often enough, but I actually write a little nice note. I'm like, well, happy birthday. I hope your day is great, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you a couple of sentences, you know, and I do that for everybody when it's somebody in my little list. You know, I don't go seeking people's birthday. Now you got to show up in that little list. Or if I happen to see someone say happy birthday to you, then I'll say, oh, there's a birthday. I didn't see it on the list. Because sometimes I don't show up on the list. But that's what I do. And so, you know, I looked earlier and I'm like, how many did these people say happy birthday to me? So out of my 602 Facebook friends, and I know a lot of you guys have a lot more, and I would say four-fifths of everybody on my Facebook page, I've met. I would say four-fifths of those people. I think that's a good representation. I think, and I think I had like counting up like people who had my sister had put something on there and said happy birthday, and then a lot of people on that thing had said happy birthday through her post. And sometimes I don't like that because you're stealing my shine, sis. But it's okay. It's totally fine. So between hers, my niece, because she did the same thing, and my own, I think I had about 150. So I think that's good. That's good. You know, so I got to do a lot of deleting tomorrow. No, I would never do that. I'm appreciative of anybody who took the time out, the 3 seconds of their life to say happy birthday to me on Facebook. And then I did get a lot of texts from friends, close friends, and a couple of phone calls. So that was nice. But it was one of those days where it started out kind of low key. And then, you know, birthdays with family is sometimes like holidays with families. And it's just, you know, Mondays are bad, you know, anyhow. I wasn't working today. And it was just one of those things. It's like, okay, we're going to go through the motions and we're going to, you know, hang out, what we're going to have. And so my mother, she did make me my favorite meal, which is homemade pot pie. So that was nice. My sister made me a cake. I got a little money, which money is always, I always think when you give a grown person money, I think that's a problem. Don't give me money. Not that I don't appreciate it, but I like money so easy. You know, money so easy. I like buying gifts and, you know, and I like picking out the cards and like and saying, you know, so they say something special. Now, if you get a card from me that don't say nothing, that means I don't care nothing about you. You know, somebody might just say happy birthday and that's it, or Merry Christmas and that's just it. But I guess birthday cards are more, they can be more personal other than Christmas cards because they're generally saying the same thing. But birthday cards, you know, sometimes it just says happy birthday and that's all you're getting from me. You know, you may be glad I got you a card, but trust and believe it came from the two for a dollar at the Dollar Tree. Anyhow, so I did. My dad gave me a really nice card, which my dad's not one of those kind of guys, but he gave me a nice card. It says, "To a very special son, so often you are thought of in such a special way, but never with more love than on this special day. Hope your birthday is filled with happy memories and good times. You deserve all this because you're one of a kind." Happy birthday, David, Dad. I don't think it's his handwriting. I think my no, he might have wrote this. Anyhow, I don't know where he got that card from, but he wrote that. That was, I thought it was nice. And then my sister and my niece and my nephew got me a group card. Happy birthday, dear brother. Wishing you happiness. You're always there for me and my kids. Love you to the moon and back, my sister. And then my niece didn't, she didn't grasp the, because they don't teach penmanship in school anymore. They used to. But I don't know why they don't teach. Why don't they teach penmanship in school anymore? I think it's important. I don't care whatever you want to be. You need to learn how to write legibly. And I hate poor handwriting. And people always say I'll write like a girl. It's pretty, and you can read it. So she added on the card, and she says, "I love you. You're an amazing uncle. And have taught me so much. Don't you dare talk about the serial killer handwriting, see? Either. Happy birthday, Uncle Deonce." Ashanta, she has seen that post. So they obviously bought this card today, right? Late. And then my nephew put, "I love you, Uncle D. Wishing you the greatest birthday ever." So, and that was from my sister and. And my niece and my nephew. So I thought that was really, really cool that they thought enough of good old Uncle David to. I'm not talking too fast, Timmy Sims. Look at Timmy Sims in the chat room. I was just on the phone with Timmy Sims, and he hung up on me, kind of. Or I guess, well, it doesn't matter. Timmy Sims sent me a lot of nice birthday wishes today, and I'm very appreciative of it. Thank you, Timmy Sims. But then my mom, of course, she does the. It used to be a long time ago. My mother would send me, not send. Well, even while I was living in Atlanta, she would always send me a card that had my whole birth story in it. I don't know if you guys get the birth story about you know, my birth story is I didn't know if you was alive. I couldn't make it to the doctor. I thought you was dead because I was a little late. I was supposed to be born earlier in August. Maybe that's why I have a lot of Leo tendencies. But of course, I was born on August 25th, and she used to put on there, and you know, and I laid on the floor and I asked the Lord to let me have this baby, and she's and the next morning she went into labor and had me at 10:03 on a Wednesday morning. So I think that's funny, but she made a really really nice card, and it was really pretty, and she does really good with cards. "Dear son, I'll never stop wishing the world for you. I never stop worrying, caring, or trying to be a soft place to land in difficult times. I never stop seeing, believing, or trusting in the possibilities for you. And I'll never stop being proud of what a wonderful person you are. Happy birthday with love, Mom. So I thought that was really, really nice. It was a very, very, very sweet card that I received. And it was nice. It was nice. As birthdays go, like I said, birthdays are sometimes with family are like holidays. They can start really, really good, and then, although there was no liquor involved, no liquor involved, there can be a little drama. There was a little drama, and I just didn't want to be stressed today, and I didn't get the opportunity not to be stressed. It was a little stress. But like I said, I'm happy to be able to say it was my birthday and I had a birthday, because a lot of people who woke up this morning are not laying down to go to bed at night. They're not here. They're not with us. So I need to count my lucky stars that I do have my family amongst my family. We do love each other. And they was here to celebrate my birthday with me. Maybe next year I can do something else. Because next year, it's not promised to us. So we have to count our blessings while we're here on this earth and be, as Timmy Sims say, take care of you. And so we're going to take another quick break and we'll come back and we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? More birthday stuff. And then we'll talk about the VMAs. And then also we'll talk about some of the things I've seen on the Emmys tonight. My name is David. It is, no, my name is Deonce for another 35 minutes. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. And we'll be right back.
Tryna get that honey, that's all we do, Charlie, no be easy. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere to cool your head. Breeze in the air, sun so clear, no worries to bother you there. Sit even on a beach, baby, on an island, yeah. Go to a lake house, baby, break out and make out. Feeling free like the wind I'm supposed to be.
I don't know.
That is one of my favorite songs. I like that because it has such a positive message, and it actually takes you to a getaway. And the song is called The Getaway. And sometimes you feel like that. And today, a very small part of me, well, I wouldn't say half of me wanted to get away. Because sometimes, like I said, birthdays and families and stuff, sometimes they're a little bit stressful, and I didn't want to deal with the stress and the hoopla or drama of it all. But like, again, I made it. But I hope you guys are doing well. You know, you can always catch past shows on our website, the5by5.blogspot.com, the 5 is in America, as the Twitter address, the5by5. You can send me a tweet there, and the 5 is in America there as well. Or you can just catch whatever I'm talking about, whether it's comic books or something I've seen, politics, which I really started saying politics because recently it's been kind of insane. Not even politics, it's like the race thing, but we're not going to get into that tonight. But on the 5x5, completely spelled out, Facebook page, you can check us out there. And I think we're the 5x5 on Tumblr as well. There's a few things you can catch us there. Oh, and I forgot, the 5x5, if you don't have iTunes, you can't access iTunes because you don't have an iOS device, you can catch us now on Stitcher.com. Just look for 5x5 Late Night, and you can see us there along with Fanboy Weekly. But I hope you guys are having a great... It's Monday. Normally I'm working Monday, but I was off today. So I hope you guys are having a great start to your work week. Normally I'd be laughing at you guys because I would normally be getting off. This would be my Friday, and tomorrow would be my Saturday. But you know, that's not happening right now. And that's all I have to say about that. Anyhow, so, you know, I told somebody today, I said, I am a crazy Virgo. And one of the August 25th horoscopes for today it says, as a Virgo born on August 25th, you are known for your quick wit, which I totally agree with, discipline, and generosity. When you find a challenge or task that you consider to be worthwhile, you will dedicate yourself to it fully. In these situations, your attention to detail and focus and your mind flourishes. You apply that same amount of dedication to people who are important to you. Your generosity is appreciated by those closest to you, and you sometimes find yourself addressing the needs of others before your own. I mean, it's so totally right. That is so totally right. That's me to a T. Although I can be a bitch at times. But that's me to a T. The August 25th element. Earth is your paired element. And as a Virgo, you are the only zodiac sign with a fixed connection to the element. Well, I guess that's why my fingernails always seem like they're dirty all the time. When you... you ever do like you haven't been outside and you've washed your ass 30 times that day, and you're doing whatever, and you're like, dang, what? That there's dirt in my fingernails. What the hell? Anyhow, when you're practical and grounded and sometimes stubborn. Oh my God, that's so true. Nature is considered. It is easy to see Earth's influence in your personality. Your connection with Earth makes you prudent and focused on stability. I like stability in my life. While others take many risks, you are much more comfortable taking a reliable and proven path. Oh my God, I wish I had seen this before because this is so totally true. Because I tell people I'm a creature of habit, because even when I go out to eat, every restaurant that I frequent or I go to, I get the same thing. I don't try new things because I know it's reliable. I know it's going to be good. You know, like, I know if I go to Chili's, I'm going to get chicken crispers. If I go to Chipotle, I know I'm going to get it must be a chicken thing. I'm going to get a chicken burrito. If I go to, let's see. Oh, it is a chicken thing. If I go to, What is that? Maggiano's. I get chicken marsala. If I go, cause I don't eat red meat like that. I eat a hamburger, but I don't eat steak and stuff, or fish. And if I go to Olive Garden, I get chicken Alfredo. So, I'm very like, and that's all I'll get. I won't try anything else. It's just I don't know. Just the if I go to McDonald's for breakfast, the only thing I've eaten at for breakfast at McDonald's and the since they've had it was what's the little sausage egg and cheese McGriddle. Every time if I'm at McDonald's for breakfast, okay, I don't need to change it up. That's just me. Anyhow, okay, your practicality is a strength. I'm very practical, but can become a weakness if you give your conservative inclinations too much power. I agree with that too. I think sometimes my inability to step outside of my comfort zone sometimes doesn't afford me the opportunity that I could take and prosper at because I'm so comfortable doing my David thing. You know, well, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I can live with that. August 25th. Planetary influence. Mercury is your sign's planetary ruler, and as you were born in the first decan or part of the sign, you actually receive double influence from Mercury. Mercury's power lies primarily in communication and mental agility, which explains why you are gifted in both realms. Your mental aptitude allows you to see every detail while considering a problem. At times you may become so detail driven that the big picture seems to go unnoticed. Nevertheless, your quick mind also connects to your generosity as it gives you the ability to realize when others need help before they know it themselves. Develop close relationships to ensure your generosity is used on deserving parties. Wow. This and I guess sometimes I guess you want to be, I won't say preconceived, the preconceived notion you want to believe this stuff, but I can honestly say whatever this person is writing or whoever wrote this thing about August 25th is all true for as pertaining to me, or a good portion of it is true. August 25th career, your natural mental abilities, math with your discipline, give you the potential to be successful in a variety of careers. Careers in education or law could do well to satisfy your intellectual and humanistic interests, but your skills could also be well suited for research, science, or other thinking-based fields. You may have a more artistic passion, which would open up the world of entertainment, especially acting or directing. You know, I like telling people what to do. The work of acting, the work of acting legend Sean Connery or creativity of Tim Burton should serve as inspiration as they are both also born on August 25th. Let's see. And then I was gonna see, like, it was somebody that was telling you, people who was born on my birthday. Okay, August 25th birthdays. Let's see who shares my birthday. I don't know who this is. China Ann McClain. She's a TV actress. Billy Ray Cyrus, oh achy breaky himself. Blake Lively. I don't think she's even on TV anymore. I knew Sean Connery, just mentioned him. Tim Burton, we just mentioned him. Gene Simmons shares my birthday. Rachel Ray shares my birthday. Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel. Alexander Skarsgård, and it says he's 38. He is not 38. He is older than me. Cameron Matheson. I like Cameron Matheson. I think he is. The more he ages, the better looking he gets, right? Abraham Mateo. I don't know who that is. And Rachel Bilson. I don't know who that is either. Alexandra Burke, Elvis Costello, TJ Bell, Blair Underwood, didn't know. Oh, Blair Underwood is 50. Watch out now. Regis Philbin, Althea Gibson, the first successful black female tennis player, or even the first, Claudia Schiffer. Althea said, no, that's not her. That's somebody else. Heidi Klum, I'm sorry. Claudia Schiffer, the model. Rob Halford, I don't know who that is. Allie Walker. Justin Upton, Leah, Leonard Bernstein, Vivian Campbell. Now some of these, they stretch, you know, 'cause I don't know some of these people. Amy McDonald, Jonathan Togo, Eric Milligan, Marvin Harrison, football player, Monty Hall, Ray Quinn, Jensen Atwood from Noah's Ark fame, Ben Falcone, Van Johnson, Vivian Ann Holton, don't know who he is, or her, she is. I'm not going to say some of this because they're really stretching it. When we get closer to the bottom, all these people are like some people that nobody ever heard of. Maybe Dexter McCluster, who is a football player. Y'all might know who he is. But those are people who share my day. Nobody really spectacular, except for maybe Sean Connery and Blair Underwood, people that I actually, Cameron Matheson and Alexander Skarsgård, which you are not 38. stop playing with the people. stop playing with the people. Anyhow, when we come back, we're going to talk about the VMAs last night. I watched a part of it. I just kind of, you know, didn't know what was really going on and who was who. And then we'll talk about tonight's Emmy Awards. My name is David, but you can call me Deonce. I think it's hilarious. You can call me Deonce. And it is the 5x5 late night show. And once I get my stuff together here, because it won't move up, this is 5x5 later show. We'll be right back.
On that Chardonnay, scoring touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bombay and I'm Rambo and yo. I'm Billy and Rick like John Jack, I'm Camo and yo. These thoughts can't clock me nowadays. You wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Up, run around in it, flossing on that. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies. Tell them, say I look so good.
Got that yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Them bitches thirsty. I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating diamond fangs. Barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me. Pro before, I know they hope I fall. But tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol. 'Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved. It's every hood nigga dream, fantasizing about Nikki and B. Curve delicious, pussy served delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthed on the team, you playing for team D. Cause we A-listers, we paid sisters. This watch right here done phase blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drink in my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless dick. Instagram another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these hundreds, you got all the 50s. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they mild and pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches that be on a grizzly. Throw that ass back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney.
He want Monster Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face. Rod, 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 rod.
And we're back. That was the remix to Flawless. Y'all remember that, the song from Beyonce's album called, well, I don't know what it was called, just the Beyonce album. Sorry, something came up. Sorry about that. And that was the Nicki Minaj remix with Beyonce, of course, singing the first part of the song. I like, she did this on the VMAs last night. Beyonce slayed them. You know, everybody waited to the very end to see Beyonce, and she put on one old concert. But my favorite part of that song is, of course, sometimes shit goes down when there's $1 billion in the elevator. Remember the whole elevator gate when Solange and Jay-Z got, well, Solange beat up Jay-Z in the elevator. And then everybody said, oh, they're going to get divorced. They're going to get divorced. They're heading to, why would you want somebody to get divorced? I mean, all the tabloids and all the haters and people, why do you care? You know, if you're not part of their family, why do you care so much whether they're getting divorced or not? I, for one, don't think they're going to get divorced. But for two, I don't care. It's not in my household. And, you know, they're still going to be who they are if they divorce. Honestly. So who cares? But anyhow, you know, the VMAs were last night. And I looked at a good part of it because True Blood was on last night as well. And I'm like, who in the hell are these people? I mean, I didn't know half of them. I mean, I really didn't. So I guess I'm slowly, you know, not connected to the what's in music unless it's Beyonce or Janet Jackson, which can she ever be in again? I know she's working on new music, but I know you need to go the adult contemporary route, right? And so I love me some Janet, I really do. And so she, you know, I'm not connected anymore. So I'm like, who are these people? You know, I knew who Katy Perry was, but I've never heard that song because that she won the very first female video of the year, which was Dark Horse with somebody I didn't know. Video of the year went to Miley Cyrus for Wrecking Ball. But I mean, seriously, didn't that song come out like 3 years ago? And have everybody, you know, doing a little memes or whatever the hell that's called, swinging around naked on stuff. You know, I guess it's okay song, but I will never, ever buy a Miley Cyrus record, ever, ever. You know, I might catch a Hannah Montana on the Disney Channel every once in a while, but as for me buying a Miley Cyrus record, that's not going to happen. I think it was, I don't know if it was her trying to get points when she had the young man who happened to be homeless and accept the award on behalf of all the homeless youth and the homeless youth problem in America. So I thought that was it was well constructed if that's what she did, but it sheds light on a problem obviously in America with youth homelessness. So that was a big part. Well, a touchy moment of the VMAs. Male video of the year was Sing by Ed Sheeran. Who is he? Seriously, somebody enlighten me. Pop video was Problem by Ariana Grande featuring Iggy Azalea. I've heard Iggy. I think she's the rapper chick from Australia. She's very pretty. But again, really, I'll never buy your album. Hip hop video was Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake. Now, I do know who Drake is. I do know who Drake is. Rock video was Royals by Lorde. Is that really a rock song, though? I do know that song because they played it to death. Collaboration, Drunken Love, by Beyonce featuring Jay-Z. Artist to watch, Miss Moving On by Fifth Harmony. I did get to see them perform at the pre-award show on the red carpet. You're not TLC. You're not even Danny Tukane, for real. Remember Diddy's group that he fired all of them, except for D Woods, and he put in Young Money. Anyhow, video with the social messages. This couldn't have went to anybody else but Beyonce. Pretty Hurts, which is the first track off the Beyonce album. It's a good track. It's a very good track, sung very well. I was thinking, you know, because sometimes when during the Grammys, like next year when we see the Grammys here, what, February or March, February, or January, one of those winter months, that song will probably be the one that gets the nods. You know, of course, Drunken Love will get one for like a rap sung collaboration, which she'll probably win it. Beyonce's gonna kill at the Grammys. It will be Beyonce and a Pharrell day. She'll win all the female stuff. Pharrell, I think he's gonna win all the male stuff that's specific to the genre of music, and he'll win album of the year or song of the year. I don't know who had the album out. Beyonce might win album of the year, but he will win song of the year for Happy, because Happy was everywhere, and I didn't particularly like it. I know, sue me. But Pretty Hurts, that song will get a lot of nods, and she might get nominated in several songs in different categories, because Pretty Hurts was unless something really, really amazing comes out, female, like if Adele throws up, you know, Adele's that's the girl to beat, right? If she throws something out before the end of the year, which I think it could happen, but I haven't heard anything. But again, I don't really listen to the radio anymore. But that'll be the song that gets the nod, because it has a good message. Anyhow, choreography goes to Chandelier by Sia. Art direction, Reflector, Arcade Fire. Editing, Rap God, Eminem. Visual effects, The Writings on the Wall, OK Go. Direction, Turned Down for What, DJ Snake and Lil Jon still making music. Lyric video, Don't Stop, 5 Seconds of Summer. And the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award went to the queen herself, Beyonce. So it was a decent show. Like I said, I didn't know who all the people. I was going back and forth between Paul's and True Blood and watching the VMAs. Although I wish Beyonce had did a melody of all her songs, because there's been a ton. She just did just about every song on this album. And she didn't sing it, you heard the music, because I did hear Superpower doing one of the transitions. She didn't sing any of it. And no, Superpower was co-written by Pharrell, has him all over it. But she killed it. I would have to say, you know, a lot of people hate on Beyonce for whatever reason. And I'm not a stan. I like to laugh and act like I am, but I'm not. I just think she's really, really talented. I like to dance. I like her dance R&B music, which I think this last album was very R&B. I have a friend that would consider her poppin' B, because there's pop tracks on it. But this album was really R&B. The last album, which was with 4, it was more towards R&B, but the album before that, Sasha Fierce, was more for a more top 40 crowd. But this is a good album. I don't see how she can't win a ton of American Music Awards and Grammys when the Music Awards season starts. But she did a concert, and she transitioned, and she danced a little bit. She did a lot less dancing, and my mom was like, she's nasty. I'm like, you better stop talking about Beyonce. No, I'll hit an old woman. No, I wouldn't. But it was good, and I'm proud that she I think she's deserving. She's been the one chick in the game that slays every time she comes out. Now, 4 wedding, all that, you know, and people gave her a lot of flack for 4, but Love on Top saved that album. But this last Beyonce album is really, really good. You can listen to it front to back, and It's something on there for everybody, I think. So it was good. So if you didn't get to see the VMA Awards, I know they'll show it 1,001 times. 1,001 times. But, you know, who knows? So what else do we have? So I'm going to stop fanboying over Beyonce. We have about, what, a little bit over 14 minutes left. I think we can take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk about tonight's Emmys. My name is David. You can call me Deonce. We'll be right back. And we're back. Welcome back, you guys. Thank you guys for hanging out. Listen to me whenever, wherever, however you're listening to the show, whether it's on Stitcher, whether it's on iTunes, Apple TV, iPod, Android device, however you're catching the show. I do appreciate. I do appreciate each and every one of you guys for, you know, being a 5x5er. And I've been doing the show for almost 2 years now, and I'm enjoying it, and I and you guys are a big part of what I do. Now, this is a different show because it's a Monday night. So tomorrow we probably not have a real talk. That might be Wednesday if I can get with Mr. Ken Bogle. Wednesday night we'll do that. And then Thursday night you will hear me on Pride 48 at 10 p.m. my time, which is Central Standard Time, or 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my Pride 48 show over there on pride48.com with all the great podcasters over there. This is kind of a mix of my 5x5 late night show, the Real Talk show, and my Fanboy Weekly show that I have here on Spreaker.com. It's kind of a mix, and I talk about a little bit of everything thing over there. I've been trying to work out some technical things with bringing Skype in and stuff like that. The first time I did it was fine, but then I tried to do it last night. Timmy Sims and I was doing a Fanboy Weekly show where we talked about the travesty that was the season finale of True Blood. I mean, it was horrible. When I say horrible, it was horrible. I don't know why they put that mess on TV, but I don't know if we should have expected that much more from what they gave us in the beginning of the season, because it was horrible from episode one of this season, of the seventh and final season. It was horrible, and we should have known. And like they did, so the writers, I hope none of them, and I hope whoever's listening to this that's in Hollywood, I hope none of the writers that was on this season, writing for this season of True Blood, ever work again. I don't know if they got some grad students from UCLA or whatever that school is. UCLA is a good school. From a grad students from community college. That's so mean, because there's nothing wrong with community college. Anyhow, I don't know what they did, but they ruined characters that we spent 6 years getting to know, coming to like, coming to love, to, for one, kill them in the first episode with Tara, and then make her a stupid ghost that absolutely had nothing to do with the series. Two, kill Alcide early on, third episode, I believe. And you know, he was in the first season, but you know, and was present, you know, but then kill him for no reason. But I said this before, they had to kill Alcide to make room for Sookie and Bill to come back together again. It had to be that way. And then they make Eric and Pam these caricatures of themselves, although the best thing out of the whole entire season this year was Pam. She was a second rate player in the whole storyline. She was there. She was present. She was a force to be reckoned with. But she still was. She wasn't Bill Compton. She wasn't Sissy Stackhouse. She wasn't Jason. She wasn't Eric. You know. But leaving the show, you're my favorite. You were the standout this year. You still, for me, you were still the standout. So, hey, Ken Boggle. Thank you for my happy birthday. Thank you, boo. Ken Boggle just joined the chat room. Thank you. It's almost over. I have 2 minutes left of my birthday. It's already over for you. I have 2 minutes left of my birthday. It definitely was one to remember. And not in a good way. But yeah, Pam was, you know, for me, the standout this year and what I remember most for season 7. So don't buy season 7, y'all. If, you know, don't buy it because it's not worth. Because if you stop watching in season 6, then you get what we've been watching for 6 years, well, 7 years. You get that. And with like, this year, it was just horrible. And like the last final episode, spoilers, they finally kill Bill and kill Bill in a stupid way. And wasn't even, it was just dumb. I don't know what they were thinking. There are so many people that are mad about how they ended the show and what they did. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves for doing that to us. So stop with season 6, then you'll still love the show. If you go on to season 7, you'll hate yourself and you'll hate the show. Anyhow. On to more important things. Did you guys happen to catch? I didn't know the Emmy Awards were on tonight. Who knew? Didn't know. I just happened to see it listed, and I watched a part of it tonight. Billy Crystal did a nice job of remembering Robin Williams. And I'm going to say this, and this is not going to be popular. Is it good to give somebody that are, you know, adoration, they've passed away, but not of natural circumstances or natural causes, but they've taken their own lives? I guess you still can remember the artwork. I don't know the art, the comic, you know, what he did for, you know, and then, you know, he committed suicide, you know, so I don't know, you know, how we're supposed to respond to that, but it was nice. It was nice. And, they did a little montage of stuff that he had done throughout the years on various, television shows. He was a talent and, I'm sure, he'll be greatly missed. But tonight, which Emmy Awards was this? I don't know which 64th was the 64th. And I have to say, I haven't seen a lot of these shows. Shame on me. Kisses regardless of how he left the world. Okay. I can accept that. I just wasn't sure if that's a message we want to send to youth. You know, give him all this adoration, but yet still he killed himself. But you know, hey, I'm not judging. I just want to know. So, outstanding drama series, Breaking Bad. I think they've won, you know, a ton of times in the past. I've never seen one episode. I try to watch one episode. I can't get into it. If I don't have people chanting spells and killing vampires, I'm probably not going to like it. outstanding comedy series, Modern Family. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series, Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. Outstanding lead actress in the drama series, Juliana Margulies, The Good Wife. You know, the guy, Seth Meyers, who did the hosting tonight, he said something really shady. He's like, the only good thing to come out of ER, it was Juliana Margulies when she was presenting an award. I'm like, oh, that's shady. I always get her mixed up with the girl from Seinfeld, Louise Dreyfus, that chick. Anyhow, outstanding lead actor in a comedy series, Jim Parsons, The Big Bang Theory. I think he wins every year. Lead actress in the comedy series was Julia Louise Dreyfus, Veep. I had to watch that show. They said it's hilarious, and I thought she was hilarious on Seinfeld. Remember the dance, the Lane dance she used to do? That was hilarious. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama, Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad. Actress, supporting actress in a drama series, Anna Gunn, Breaking Bad. Supporting actress in a comedy series, Allison Janney. I don't know who she is. Mom, never seen it. Supporting actor in a comedy series, Ty Burrell, Modern Family. I think he's won before too. Outstanding miniseries. It was up against Coven. And Coven lost his theme at the last two episodes of the season. It's still on this year, this season. But Fargo, I had to watch that because everybody talks about Fargo and it wins a lot. Outstanding movie series. Television movie, I'm sorry. Outstanding television movie was The Normal Heart. So I'm going to have to watch that. I know I'm bad. I haven't watched it. I don't like those kind of movies. It makes me sad. Lead actor in a miniseries, Benedict Cumberbatch, Sherlock, His Last Vow. Lead actress in a miniseries or movie, Jessica Lange, American Horror Story. Outstanding supporting actor in a supporting actor in a miniseries or movie, Martin Freeman. I thought I said Morgan Freeman. Martin Freeman, Sherlock, His Last Vow. And I think that's on HBO. It's either the BBC or HBO. I can't remember. Supporting actress in the miniseries, Kathy Bates, American Horror Story. Wow. Frances Conroy, Kathy Bates, and Angela Bassett. They were all nominated in that category, all from American Horror Story Coven. Outstanding variety series. I'm surprised Jimmy Fallon didn't win this, but they gave it to the Colbert Report. And Jimmy Fallon did go on stage, which was funny. Reality competition, The Amazing Race, structured reality program, Shark Tank. They're mean on that show. Unstructured. What's the difference between structured and unstructured? Deadliest Catch. Host for a reality or reality competition, Jane Lynch, Hollywood Game Night. I like Jane Lynch. I said Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch. She's not a wench. Outstanding variety special, AFI Life Achievement Award tribute to Mel Brooks. Let's see, guest actor in a drama series, Joe Morton Scandal. Guest actress was Allison Janney, Masters of Sex. Guest actor in a comedy was Jimmy Fallon, Saturday Night Live. Guest actress in a comedy series, Uzo Aduba, Orange is the New Black. And then best writing, these are all writing categories that we're not going to go through. But that was all the big awards for the Emmy. So, you know, I really don't know. A lot of those shows I've never seen. A lot of people I didn't know. So imagine that. Oh, well. It's getting to be that time, and I'm getting a little tired. I'm probably going to lay here an hour after my birthday and watch some Doctor Who, which I've started to really get into it. I didn't want to, but somehow it ended up happening. Much to my niece and nephew's approval, I've been watching quite a bit of Doctor Who, and caught up on some TV today. Loving, sometimes when I say that I like this show, which is Teen Wolf, I feel a little bad. I'm like, should I like a show this much that has like teeny boppers? Which I know they're all like 47, I don't know. I just like it. And also the Witches of East End. That's a good show. But again, I want to thank everybody who sent me a birthday text, a birthday wish on Facebook, a birthday tweet. Thank you guys. I felt the love on Facebook from my text messages, the phone calls, the ones who wanted to be with me. I'm sorry it couldn't happen. But I know the sentiment was real and heartfelt. I appreciate that. And I just thank everybody for making me feel a little special just for one day, even though if my day didn't go exactly as I wanted it to go, I still felt a little special. So on to the next 365 days. That's a lot of time for a lot of things to happen. It's almost scary in a way. It's scary to look forward, and not, I'm a big one about the unknown. I like to know what I'm getting into or what I've gotten into, and I'm looking forward. I'm like, that's really, 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 really bizarre and scary. So like I said, scary like 1,000 times. But thank you guys. Look for me Wednesday, hopefully with Real Talk, Ken Boggle. And then Thursday on Pride 48 at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, guys. I'm no longer known as Deontay. You can still call me David. You guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next time. Good night.